With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The rural nature of the Northwoods is one of the reasons people decide to start a family here, but it can also be isolating, especially for families with children that haven't yet started school. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares how the Vilas County Health Department is working to change that.
The Vilas County Health Department offers free home or office visits to new moms to help them and their babies get off to a healthy start. Through this service, the health department noticed a trend. Young families say it's hard to connect socially with other families in the area. To help bring families together, the health department is launching the Growing Together support group. Stephanie Vannetta is the Vilas County Public Health Assistant Director.
We have seen other counties do similar groups before. And through some of our other events and programs, we do like a home visitation program, and we did the community baby shower in the spring, and it became evident that we need to reach out to these populations a little bit more and help them become aware of the resources that we have in our area.
The group will meet the second Thursday of every month from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Olson Memorial Library in Eagle River. Each meeting will have an activity or project that children can do with their grown-up.
We encourage parents or guardians, so grandparents or whoever's watching the child, to bring them to the event. And it's just a fun way to get to know other families in the area, get to know the resources, and also to connect with your own children.
Since the group will be meeting during the school day, Vannetta expects it will be more families with children under the age of 5, but says all children are welcome with their families. The first meeting is this Thursday. You can just show up, but Vannetta says they'd appreciate it if people RSVP by calling the health department. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
One person was hurt in a confrontation between two people who were armed in Forest County. The Forest County Sheriff's Office says at about 12 a.m. on Sunday, a critical incident happened in the township of Lincoln. Two male subjects were involved in a verbal altercation and both were armed. One of the weapons was fired. Deputies responded and were able to take the suspect into custody. The victim was injured, but it was not life-threatening. The Sheriff's Office says the victim is being treated by medical professionals. There is no danger to the public. More information may be released once the investigation is complete. A Wausau man gets an 8-year federal prison term for involvement in the methamphetamine business. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Western Wisconsin says 39-year-old Jonathan Rodriguez was sentenced last week in federal court for possessing methamphetamine intended for distribution. Rodriguez pled guilty to the charge in August. Police had received a tip that Rodriguez had a significant amount of meth. They located Rodriguez in downtown Wausau and found 319 grams of meth, some of which was prepackaged for distribution. Rodriguez also admitted that he had sold about a pound of methamphetamine hours before his arrest. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on whether a law that legislators adopted more than a decade before the Civil War bans abortion and can still be enforced. Attorneys representing Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Republican Prosecutor Joel Ermansky will make their cases to the court today. Call filed a lawsuit challenging the ban in 2022, arguing it was too old to enforce and that it was superseded by a 1985 state law that permits abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb. A Dane County judge ruled in 2023 that the ban outlaws feticide but does not prohibit abortions. Ermansky asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn the Dane County ruling. Some people in Wausau had to stand in line for an hour to vote last Tuesday. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny expressed gratitude to those who waited, saying this is what democracy is all about.
It shows that people were engaged. It shows that people were interested in whatever it happened to be, a candidate or a question. I think that's a good thing.
Denny says the wait time was really the lone complaint.
Got no reports of running out of ballots this time. We've had, as far as I know, zero complaints, other than there were a few people who had to stay out. The line was a little long at one or two locations.
Denny says he will be meeting with Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi to see if more poll workers are needed for the next November general election in 2026.
So I think, you know, I'll sit down with Caitlin and see if they had the right staff. I mean, this is historic. So how do you plan for that?
Voter turnout for last Tuesday's election was well over 90% in Marathon County and better than 70% statewide. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is planning improvements to Highway 70 in St. Germain. It's the section between Highway 155 and County Highway O. Proposed plans include replacing the asphalt, widening the shoulders in one section to accommodate bicyclists, and improving drainage. Construction would begin in 2031. The DOT is holding an information session in St. Germain this Thursday. It's at 5:30 at the St. Germain Community Center. There will be a brief presentation followed by an open house. Tribal members say more needs to be done to heal after over a century of family separations. Eric Galatis has more.
President Joe Biden's recent apology on behalf of the federal government for harms done to generations of Native American children and their families in boarding schools was long overdue, according to Cheryl Crazy Bull, who leads the American Indian College Fund. And she says the apology is also a good start toward reconciliation.
I feel like when you acknowledge something, you take a step toward healing that. You can't really have reconciliation unless people acknowledge that harm was done.
The U.S. government removed Native children from their homes and families by force and placed them in boarding schools where connections to their culture and language were severed. Children were routinely beaten for not speaking English and many were killed. Until now, the program, which operated between 1819 until 1969, was justified by U.S. officials as a necessary evil in order to achieve manifest destiny. I'm Eric Galatis.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.